word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And indeed, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will say again, afresh, as I say so many times, is that this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And again, you know, the world was put together by the Lord. And sometimes you'll have people ask the question, now, if God is in control of all things at all times, why did he let such and such a thing happen? Well, it doesn't mean that because the Lord permitted something to happen that he's lost control of all things. Or they will say, well, if the Lord is good, why does the devil exist? Why doesn't he just get rid of the devil? Well, the time is coming when the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. And he will be there where the beast and the false prophets are, and they'll be tormented forever. But right now, the Lord is permitting these things. And you know what happens during this time, this day in which we live? The Lord's grace is sufficient for us. We need not ask, where was God when such and such a thing happened? And I've heard of someone asking the question, where was God when they name a mother or someone died? Or it's a child died, and the person will answer, well, he was right where he was when his son died. He was still ruling, reigning in the affairs of men. The Lord our God is in charge at all times. He made this day. He made this world. He placed us in time. We have an eternal spirit. Time will not be able to touch, will not be able to follow us when we leave this life. God is not affected by time. He always has been and always will be. There never was a time when God was not. You need not trouble yourself with trying to figure out where God came from. God always has been. Now we, in our mindset, will think, well, someone had to start him. Well, no. If someone started God or created God, then you'd worship that which brought God into existence, but God is. And so we accept the fact that he is. There many times, many years ago, people were trying to figure out what was the world being kept up by, what was holding up the world. And the answer came back through mythology is that, well, the world is being held up by a man. Now, well, what's the man standing on? Why, he's standing on the back of a turtle. Well, what's that turtle on? That turtle's on the back of another turtle. Well, what's that turtle standing on? He's on the back of another turtle. Now, these, you say, that sounds so foolish, but this is what people believed. And when they were once told that the earth is flat, oh, come on, it cannot be. Until someone got to reasoning, you see a ship sail over the horizon, what happens to it? Sun goes down behind the hill, what happens to it? Not flat. And men on the sea traveling, knowing that a country they could see the horizon of the land or a mountain, which they could not see heretofore, and just telling them that the world is round. Well, as time went on, the Lord allowed men to understand more. But as far as God, we'll always have to please by him by faith. Now, there will come a day when we'll see him as he is. But we cannot go back and see things being brought into existence. He brought all things into existence. He himself always has been and always will be. And so we take him at his word. We please him by believing him. He made this day. Things are in this day that we would not choose to put in our day or in our lives or in the world. But God is in charge. And because sin has come into the world, there are hurts and sorrows. But there is going to come a day when sin will no longer follow us, no pain will follow us, for those of us who are in Christ. Dear Father, we ask for thy blessings again, and I ask for power to minister thy word unto these who've come by means of radio. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Let's continue then looking in the Gospel according to John and chapter 16, in which we have seen that the Lord is telling them that he's going away. He has many things to tell them that they cannot understand them now. They cannot receive them now. But when the Spirit of truth is come, he will reprove the world of righteousness and of sin and of judgment. And of sin because they believe not on him, of righteousness because he goes to the Father and they will not see him anymore, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. He says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Again, I tell you that it is a blessing for the Christian to know that we are not left alone. The Lord is here, and he has not left us unto ourselves. You know, if we were left unto ourselves, just think of the mess we've made. We would make. Think of the messes we've made in our own choices today. We've done wrong, thought that we knew the end from the beginning, and made some really bad choices. But I'm glad the Lord doesn't leave us alone to try to figure out his truth. The Spirit of truth comes into every believer. He is the one who places us into God's family. The Spirit of God has begotten us into the family of God. Turn, please, in your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 8, and go to chapter 8 and look down at we'll start at verse 14, Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, earlier in this same chapter, the Scriptures tell us that the Spirit of God dwells in the believer. The Spirit of God is the same as the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Christ. He's the Holy One of God, and he indwells every believer. And he is the one who places us in the family of God. Therefore, he says in verse 14 now, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, what do you say about a person who says that he knows the Lord, he is saved, has no desire ever whatsoever to please the Lord or to obey the Lord or to live for the Lord? And they will say, yes, I'm saved. Well, what is it? Is there any internal evidence? Well, they say it with themselves. They say it with their lips. Is there any external evidence? Well, we can't. All what we go by is that which we hear from the mouth, that which we see in the life, those patterns that are there, the habits, there is no change. You see, when a man is saved or a woman is saved, they're made into a brand new creation because the Spirit of God comes into them and into us and is in us forever. He does not leave. And he leads us. He guides us, as we have seen. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So God places us in his family. The Holy Spirit of God places us in the family of God. He regenerates us and makes us into a brand new creation. The Spirit itself, verse 16 says, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So the Holy Spirit himself assures us of this truth that we are in God's family. And if children, then heirs. So children are in line to receive what is the Father's, what belongs to the Father. Again, look at that. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, you know how holy a Christian is in the sight of God? A Christian is as holy as the offering that God gave to redeem us unto himself. And that offering is Christ himself. And so God sees us in the very same condition as he sees Christ, the same state in which he sees Christ. Christ is holy. In Christ, we are holy. in the presence of God. Now, that gives some people, I heard a man say, you know, if I tell people this is a license to sin. No, it isn't. Anyone who's in a right relationship with the Lord, who loves the Lord, is not going to say, now that gives me the freedom to go out and just do wrong in God's presence. When a man loves a woman, or woman loves a man, and she says, oh, that's great. I know they love me and I love them, so that gives me freedom to have nothing to do with them ever whatsoever anymore. No. You see, when sin comes in, sin is an affront. Sin opposes God. Sin offends God. And if we love the Lord, we're not going to go and grab hold of that which offends him and takes us away from him and say, oh, because I love the Lord and because I'm saved, I can just sin all I want. No. No, that's not the way it is. The Holy Spirit of God places us in the family of God. He is in us. And he makes sin ugly to us. You see, a man who is unsaved doesn't have any problem with the way sin appears. What, as a matter of fact, what is offensive to the unsaved is a holy life. The life of righteousness and purity and truth is an offense to the unsaved. It is offensive to the unsaved. A holy, separated life offends the unsaved person. And you can tell this. You can tell whether or not a person is in a right relationship with God based upon how they view the Bible, a separated life, obedience to God, the blood of Christ, the Word of God, serving the Lord, living for him, a consecrated life. Anybody who loves the Lord Jesus will love what the Lord Jesus loves. See, you won't be trying to offend him by grasping after sin. The Christian stumbles into sin and hates it. The unsaved seeks after sins and delights in it. And the unsaved will be offended when you tell them of God's law. You can examine that for yourself. This is just as sure as in a science, as a laboratory. You know, if you mix certain chemicals together, you're going to get a certain reaction. These truths, if you mix this truth with the state of a man, tell that man what God has said, whatever kind of condition his heart is in is going to reveal what kind of person he is when he hears this truth, when he comes up against God's truth. So don't be alarmed. And don't be deceived. Those of you who play with sin, love sin, and seek after it, and tell yourself, oh, I'm saved. I walked down the aisle one time. Yep, sure did. I got baptized one time, they say. And there is absolutely no change in the life. Don't deceive yourself. The Holy Spirit of God leads us into all truths. And sin becomes offensive to the one who is in Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, again, I thank thee for this blessed privilege to minister the word today. And Lord, I pray that everyone will examine himself and herself to see if each is in the faith. We thank thee for the blood of Christ and for forgiveness of sins. O Lord, speak to hearts today. Save some soul. Empower us by thy grace to beacon forth thy truth, and that many might be turned from darkness unto light and from the power of Satan unto God. For Jesus' sake, amen.